Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and personalities of early jazz. Thanks for joining me for the music of Pee Wee Russell. Russell was an unconventional and individualistic jazz clarinet player. Pee Wee had a retiring personality of a sad clown. He was alcoholic and lived, like his solos, on the brink of disaster. And a perfect example of his sound is this DA Blues from 1944, the same year Pee Wee Russell bested Benny Goodman in the Downbeat magazine jazz poll for most popular clarinet player. Russell's Hot Four, the DA Blues, and we'll hear more of his small band recordings in just a bit. Born in 1916 in St. Louis, Missouri, Charles Ellsworth Russell actually grew up in Oklahoma. During his teen years in the early 20s, he apprenticed with bands touring the southwestern states. Tours that even ranged into northern Mexico, where he was once jailed in Juarez for 3 days. Legendary among these bands was Peck Kelly's Bad Boys, where he met lifelong friend, trombonist Jack Teagarden. Later, Pee Wee fell in with the white Chicago jazz crowd like Jimmy McPartland, Bud Freeman, Eddie Condon, and became very close with Bix Beiderbecke. By the early 30s, Russell was gigging steadily in Boston, Chicago, Hollywood, and New York City, with the likes of trumpeters Bobby Hackett, Louis Prima, and Red Allen. In fact, here he is with Red Allen in 1932, the Rhythm Makers Band, who stole the lock on the henhouse door.
You're putting with a big Shanghai.
I don't know, but I'll find out who stole the lock on the henhouse door. The hot Rhythm Makers Band of 1932, Red Allen trumpeting and leading on that session, and Pee Wee Russell, of course, clarinet. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Jazz Rhythm, a weekly exploration of the culture, lore, and personalities of early jazz. Thanks for joining me for the music of Pee Wee Russell. In New York, in the late 20s and 30s, Russell was at the center of activity. His popularity in the band of Red Nichols is well known. Less well known, however, are his couple of years with Louis Prima, detailed by Robert Hilbert in the excellent biography Pee Wee Russell, The Life of a Jazz Man, published by Oxford University Press. Pee Wee was first hired by Louis Prima for an opening in 1935 at the Famous Door, so-called for a door that was on display in the club, which was autographed by celebrities. On 52nd Street in New York, Famous Door became the cornerstone of a growing jazz and swing scene. It was packed every night. New Orleans-born trumpeter, singer, and showman Prima knew how to please a crowd with his hot trumpet, similar to Wingy Minone, clowning, and jiving in the manner of Louis Armstrong. Closing each night around 3 a.m., playing his theme song, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, marching his musicians off the bandstand, and leading a parade out into the street. The band was very popular, received wide press coverage, and was one of the first to have their own regular CBS radio broadcast, Swing It, heard coast to coast. And Pee Wee Russell was an important element in Prima's early success, which took them to club dates in Hollywood and Chicago, film appearances, more radio hookups, and recording sessions. Prima later recalled Russell fondly, saying, quote, "I was fortunate in having Pee Wee Russell with me, the most fabulous musical mind. I've never run into anyone who had that much talent." And Pee Wee himself said, "It was the happiest time of my life."
If you want me now, I still want you. When I wanted you, didn't want me. I'm sorry that you went away. Baby, in all of my dreams, you seem to haunt me. Oh, you taught me loud, that'll hold that line. Don't be ashamed to say that it's true. Just say the word, dear, and I will come to you flying, 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 flying. Whoa, I'm crying for you, Magnum Chai.
Wow, that's a wild one. Louis Prima with Pee Wee Russell in a 1936 live radio broadcast, obviously, I Still Want You. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for being with me to share in the delightful music, and as you're going to learn, bizarre personality of Pee Wee Russell. The excellent jazz writer for the New Yorker magazine, Whitney Balliot, wrote eloquently about Pee Wee Russell in an article entitled, "Even His Feet Look Sad." Balliot saw Russell as a jazz modernist, stuck in a Dixieland costume, but nonetheless able to assert his nonconformist individuality. He points out that Pee Wee generates more than just the conventional notes, that he twists and distorts the tones of his instrument into bizarre sounds, growls, squeaks, slurs, and croaking drops into the low register. His odd rhythms, risky solo adventures, and tangents verging on the abstract evoke an essential element in jazz that Balliot coined the sound of surprise. Now, from the mid-30s through the 40s, Pee Wee Russell was primarily associated with the coterie of Dixielanders grouped around Eddie Condon. He was recording and working frequently with the likes of saxist Bud Freeman, another individualist, trumpeters Bobby Hackett, Muggsy Spanier, and Wild Bill Davison, with whom he remained associated well into the 50s. So these next four recordings with the Condon Gang range from 1939 through 1942, and is typical of the Condon sound in those years. The personnel varies on these sessions, but usually includes trumpeters Max Kaminsky or Bobby Hackett, drummer George Wetling, trombonists Brad Gowans or George Brunies, and sharing the piano chair are Joe Bushkin on the first two, Strut Miss Lizzie and Ball on the Jack, Fats Waller on Georgia Grind, and the great Joe Sullivan for Don't Leave Me Daddy. Thank you. Some great Dixieland swing there from the Condon Mob, Don't Leave Me Daddy, Georgia Grind with Fats Waller on piano, Strut Miss Lizzie, and Ballin' the Jack. Just four of Pee-wee's dozens of recordings made with the Condon Mob. Still ahead on this two-part jazz rhythm focus on Charles Ellsworth Russell, Pee-wee Russell, more from Eddie Condon, Pee-wee's small bands, Russell with Muggsy Spanier, and his modern jazz sounds of the 60s. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. And remember that the Jazz Rhythm website can help you discover the World Wide Web of jazz sites. You can also send me your comments or request the playlist of any program at jazzhot.bigstep.com. That's www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Pee-wee was a strange name for this strange man because he was tall, thin and lanky with a large, prominent nose, so he wasn't small in any way. He drank heavily. Booze, lots of booze. His friends called him not Pee-wee, but Ellsworth, his middle name inherited from his father. He was shy, deferential, mumbled, had the demeanor of a sad clown, and was hopelessly dipsomaniac, that is, alcoholic. Pee-wee's life was chaotic, higgledy-piggledy, and always on the brink of disaster. Oh, and did I say, he drank a lot. One fascinating view into Russell's chaotic existence comes from Robert Hilbert's Pee-wee Russell, The Life of a Jazz Man, and it involves the events surrounding a 1938 Life magazine feature and the recording of Serenade to a Shylock. The article and photo shoot focused on a Commodore recording session and catapulted Russell to national fame. There were numerous photographs taken at this particular session and scheduled for publication in Life magazine. A shot of Teagarden sketching out one of the tunes, Milt Gabler bending over the cutting lathe, one of Pee-wee playing an obbligato while Teagarden sings Serenade to a Shylock. They had scheduled a full-page shot of Pee-wee in full croak, as one writer put it, and the caption, "When a hot player takes a solo, he becomes the picture of complete and agonized absorption." From his curved fingers to his arched eyebrows, Pee-wee puts everything into the beautifully wrought improvisations that come out of his clarinet. Pee-wee was some 20 minutes late getting to the session because his wife, girlfriend Lola, had hawked his clarinet for $8. The loan sharks were literally waiting right outside the studio door for Pee-wee during the recording of Serenade to a Shylock. And this was typical of Pee-wee. He always imagined there were gangsters after him. He was involved with loan sharks. He got beaten up once. He got a little paranoid about gangsters later on. But the danger really wasn't anything that he imagined it to be. He lived day to day financially. Pee-wee didn't have the relative stability of working in a big band. Pee-wee never had money, said Milt Gabler. He lived from day to day. Every time I'd see him, he wants to borrow a little money. Said he'd work it off on Sunday at Ryan's. It was just 10 or 20 bucks, but when he'd do the concert, I'd pay him anyway.
Mama, 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 where did you stay last night? Oh, mama, 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 where did you stay last night? But when last I saw you, your head didn't look
just right. I'm gonna get myself some bricks, Lord, to build my chimney high, yo. I'm gonna get myself some bricks, Lord, to build my chimney high, yo. To keep my neighbor's tomcat from putting out my fire, yo.
Serenade to a Shylock, sort of a patented Jack Teagarden blues, even though Pee Wee Russell was cited as the composer on the disc. But it was a routine Teagarden had done for a long time. But again, Pee Wee Russell's pawn shop creditors were standing by waiting for their $8 or $9 that the clarinet had been pawned for, something that happened to Pee Wee many, many times during his life. Dave Radlauer with you for Jazz Rhythm, the best in Dixieland swing and traditional jazz, classic jazz, old and new. Still ahead, Pee-wee's little trio, Three Deuces, and much more. Well, the publicity from the 1938 Life magazine story that featured Pee-wee took an unexpected turn when the Conn clarinet manufacturers approached Pee-wee to endorse their product. The endorsement surprised all who knew Pee-wee, since his instrument was always, when it wasn't in a pawn shop, in a state of disrepair held together by rubber bands and string. Full-page ads soon appeared in Downbeat and other music magazines, featuring photographs of Pee-wee and Paul Whiteman's Chester Hazlitt. extensive copy and so forth. Quote, chosen as the outstanding swing clarinetist for the Jitterbug picture soon to be filmed. Also selected by the Hot Record Society to carry out Bix's dream of making hot records, which would stand for all times as classics of jazz. Critics rate the new recordings of the Pee Wee Russell recording unit as absolute tops in hot swing and hail Pee Wee as the greatest swing clarinetist of modern times. Well, this is from the book Pee Wee Russell, The Life of a Jazz Man by Robert Hilbert. He goes on to say, if Pee Wee's friends who knew the condition of his clarinet were mystified, the reaction to the ad by the company's salesman was outright hostility. One music store owner showed a con salesman a copy of the new catalog and turned to the particularly dissipated-looking photo of Pee Wee that accompanied the article. Good God, have they got him advertising our clarinets? Gasped the salesman. Anytime he'd sell a clarinet, I'll eat it. I could make a better noise with a lead pipe underwater.